real estate cycles, or this constant quest for equilibrium between supply and demand of real estate, are a reality of the business in the U.S. and overseas. And cycles make real estate unique, and one could argue that on a macro basis, an asset class whose fortunes are relatively predictable as a whole. But the fundamental problem is that there are no quote-unquote national real estate markets or quote-unquote regional markets, but rather every geographic market is a reflection of the micro-level submarkets that comprise that geography. And every micro-level submarket has its own set of dynamics and particularities that impact its performance. Why is it hard for some people to understand this, and how can we disabuse them of that notion of a national or a regional real estate market that moves as a whole?
It's very hard. Everybody believes their building is special. Everybody believes their region is special or their submarket is special. One of the things I've learned about real estate over the years is a rising tide does lift all boats a lot, and a falling tide does lower all boats a lot. And some can weather the ups and downs better than others, some submarkets. We have some of the, there's a supplement in the book that talks about how different markets have higher or lower betas, that is correlations with national, but they all have positive correlations with the national, and they're very high positive correlations, and in fact some over-respond to national movements, that is they thrive when the U.S. economy thrives and they really desperately struggle when the U.S. economy struggles. State capitals, in contrast, go up when the U.S. goes up, but not nearly to the same extent. There's a stability of a state government or big universities or things like that in the market. So while each market is the same, if you look in the supplement, you'll see all of them are highly correlated with the U.S. And you'll find the same thing in other countries. All the markets in Germany are highly correlated with Germany's economy and so forth. People, I've said people have an amazing ability to lie to themselves and delude themselves. It's how some of us get through the day in a funny way. I don't know why it is, but I started out as a young person believing it when people told me theirs is different, their submarket is different. And as I've gone through the years, it's different, but not a lot. You give me, you know, you give, we're in a weak economy still. You give me an economy that would add, 5 million jobs a year instead of 1.5 million jobs a year. Trust me, every market will do a lot better. Some will do a lot better, but everybody will do a lot better. It's just one of those things. People convince themselves that they're special. There's, you know, Garrison Keillor's had this radio show that focuses on Lake Wobegon, where everybody is above average. And everybody tries to convince themselves they're above average, but you can't be above average on average.